Well, a survey of overseas tourists who hired motorhomes has revealed their biggest concerns about travelling on Aotearoa. The online website which ran the survey, Campable, connects travel and accommodation operators with users and includes advice on local experiences, campsite and road touring information. The main concerns in the feedback to the site was about road conditions and a lack of accommodation options, as well as the cost of travelling here in New Zealand. On the positive side, the tourists were impressed by our scenery and our friendly people. What do you think, Eli? Road conditions and safety. I guess there's no surprises there, huh? I mean, you'd get that feedback from locals too, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, totally. And I drove down from Warkworth to be here today, to do this panel.
And, oh, really?
And there was crazy driving. There's just, it's crazy, shocking driving in here. Just people riding up your behind, and then I had someone almost yell at me today because I tried to change lanes to get out of his way because he was, and then he changed lanes at the same time, and I was like, oh, come on. I just get so sick of it. I'm like, and then you see him, and he's like, I don't know, you know, 100 metres ahead of you the rest of the way, and you're like, see, you didn't even need to get into me.
That's an experience that a lot of people would resonate with, Ruth. In fact, in the article here, the themes that came through were, and this is from overseas perspectives, aggressive drivers. Yeah. And there were concerns expressed by those not used to driving on the left-hand side of the road. So you've got the theme of aggression coming through here.
Yeah, and I notice it, actually. Sorry, Christchurch hometown, but I notice it more in Christchurch when I go home than I do in Auckland.
Do you? Why?
I don't know whether it's a growing up in Christchurch, you know, we did have the odd road that was two lanes, but you weren't really trained to merge like a zip. Whereas in Auckland you get to merge like a zip. And I think you don't get anywhere in Auckland without letting people in. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't let people in, but generally, you still need to let people in. I don't see any of that behaviour in Christchurch when I'm home, and I'm home often. Okay. Yeah, we do have.
So, what are they? What in your view, and your hometown is Christchurch? What happens there?
They literally, you can see their white knuckles on the steering wheel, and they're like, "No, this is my bit of land. I own this bit of land. I'm not going to let you in." And they won't look at you, and you're busy saying, "Look, I'm really sorry." And especially, you know, I go home lots for work, and I could drive to court in the morning, and then by the time I have to turn around and drive home again, the roads have changed with all the roadworks and the earthquakes, so you think you're doing the right thing, and then you're in the wrong place.
Mind you, many Aucklanders would say, in other parts of the country, but Aucklanders, no saviours. I mean, some of the behaviours I've seen are pretty bad. Eli?
Yeah, lots of shocking drivers out there. I don't know. That's why I'm all for the bus these days.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, sorry, about that article was that they're camper van drivers and they're talking about lack of accommodation. I'm like, why don't you stay in the camper van?
Maybe that's why they're driving a camper van. The other issue that came up from overseas perspectives too in the survey was road quality. Mm. Now, I don't know whether you've done much travelling overseas or where you can compare and contrast, but what do you think, Ruth?
I think our roads are very challenging, right? We have a lot of winding, steep roads that people aren't used to, but also from a quality perspective, especially speaking from a Waiheke Island perspective, people come over there and they wonder why we don't have Uber and they wonder why we don't have flash cars, right? It's not Omaha, it's Waiheke. There are so many potholes and there are so many bad roads. And down south where a lot of my family and friends farm, the roads are, pretty grim.
Yeah, I was talking to some people. I was at the Waitomo Caves the other day, and we were talking to some American tourists, and they were talking about driving around some hills in the South Island. Those were hills where you don't know if someone's coming around the other side,
way,
and they haven't done their little toot to let you know they're coming. There could be a little meet-up.
Narrow lanes.
Well, this article was by RNZ's Tracy Neal. It's a good article to you. It's a quote. You see on a map, it's 100 kilometres, and think, well, it might take an hour, but in New Zealand it could take up to 3 hours depending on the road quality and how winding it is. So I guess people don't take that into mindset, right?
Yeah, I think they think it's a motorway or a highway at 100k, but actually, you know, every second bend it says 50 or 30, and steep inclines, it certainly affects their time to distance ratio.